News Time, 6:39. Ricky Meese, thumbs up on the traffic?
Nope, thumbs down. And we've got a big problem in Utah County. Dave's going to have more on that. But for southbounders on I-15, your delays start right out of the gate downtown Salt Lake City to about 90th south in Sandy. Northbound I-15, a little heavy and slow, Sandy to Midvale. We've had an accident westbound on the 21st South Freeway just before Redwood Road. It had been blocking a left lane of traffic, but that's causing delays back to I-15. Dave Meekum?
We do have that accident northbound I-15 in Pleasant Grove. If you're coming up that way, it is blocking the right-hand lane, and it's causing pretty good delay back into Orem. Now, we've watched a couple of the vehicles in that accident pull away from there, so hopefully it won't be much longer before they get this open back up. But it's just that right-hand lane, but they've got a pretty good delay. Southbound traffic coming into Utah County at the north end, you're going to get delays between SR 92 and 2100 North in Lehigh, Mark.
You got northbound delays, South Salt Lake. By the time you get to downtown, it looks better. Davis County delays stretching in spots, Farmington Highway 89 up to Layton Hills Mall. You've got delays and problems on the streets, including in Ogden, Weber County, Washington Boulevard, 2500 North, and a crash clearing southbound I-15 up at Marriott Slaterville at Pioneer Road. Check engine light on more than 50% of the time. It's nothing major. Get it checked, though, for free at AAMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AAMCO, AAMCO. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.